Hi there, and welcome to Scheduling Fate. Today, we're going to be talking about Mars entering Aries. This is going to happen on April 30th, 2024. Now, Mars entering any sign is always something to note because it signifies a change in how we use our energetic drive and courage, that motivation, that fire that we feel burning within. But when Mars moves into one of its signs, Aries, it is a clear invitation to step into a fiery clarity, a flow state. Aries may not always know what their plan is, but this archetype trusts its instincts and its ability to create and survive, especially in uncharted territory, which is where we are all finding ourselves post-eclipse season. Now, every planet gives us a superpower, and Mars's gift is courage, the courage to feel fear and discomfort and still take that step of faith, to be original, to be one of a kind. Another way of thinking of this is that though Mars promises Another way of thinking about this is Mars does not promise that our path will be painless or fearless, but it does promise that it will be worth every step, that we deserve to grasp what is on the other side of our fear wholeheartedly. And we will have the opportunity to work with Mars in its beautiful flow state of Aries for 6 weeks. It will be there until June 9th of 2024. It's important to think about what is ready to begin as you walk hand in hand with Mars and step into this new uncharted territory of Aries. We'll talk more about that with each of the horoscopes coming up right now. Hi there, Aries and Aries rising. Mars moving into your sign is going to be a very energetic and powerful time for you. You may notice that your vitality, your energy, your focus, and your motivation is abundantly strong. You may feel activated to make some changes when it comes to your career, your purpose, your reputation, or your home life. You may also take a close look at your relationships, honestly, every place in between. Just remember that this energy is very direct, it's fiery, and everyone is experiencing it. We do want to be a little bit mindful of how we are delivering news and how we receive it. Let it settle when you have the opportunity to do that. With that being said, I do think you're going to make a lot of progress and have a lot of fun with your ruling planet transiting through your sign. Hi, Taurus and Taurus risings. Are you looking for the motivation to wrap things up swiftly so you can step into a new life that you have your eye on? If so, Mars transiting through Aries is definitely going to help you make that happen. Now, when Mars is transiting through Aries for you, this is going to be in a very private, subconscious, behind-the-scenes area of your life. The topic of mind and body balance overall is going to be one that you may notice strongly, and especially when it comes to how you communicate, what your local environment looks like, and where you want to take this going forward. If there is something that you've been waiting for the courage or the motivation to finally say, you know what, this is enough. This chapter is closed. I need to close this chapter so I can step boldly into this new story that I've been creating. Now is the time. So really tap into that internal fire, that intuition that's going to guide you and help you lean into those big changes. I hope you have a good one. See you next time. Hi, Gemini and Gemini risings. Mars will be stepping into an area of your life that is highly social. This has to do with people who kind of have the same vision as you, who support the dream that you have. It's also going to flow into your one-to-one partnerships and your local environment. So if you needed a lot of courage or motivation to kind of step into a new crowd, a new circle to say, you know what, this is me, this is my brand, these are my hopes and my dreams. With Mars and Aries, now is the time to do that. But you also want to be mindful that because this energy is so fast and quick and fiery, that when you have the opportunity to think first or to ground any information or connections that you have, do take that because you want to ensure that we're using this drive to not only support us in the short term, but also in the long term, especially when it comes to these social connections that could really impact your overall life. All right, I hope you have a good one. See you next time. Hi, Cancer and Cancer risings. Mars stepping into Aries is going to highlight an area of your life that has to do with your career, your reputation, how you're known in the world, the authority that you have, and authority figures that are over you. And because it's in this area of your life, you're really going to feel it almost in every corner. Just imagine this halo or this blanket of energy that flows into your homework life balance, your vitality, your how you feel in your body, your partnerships, and all places in between. This is a great time to tap into that courage, that instinct, and step on that stage. Say what you want to say, be who you want to be, and not to be afraid of being the most original, authentic version of yourself. By leaning into that energy, you're really going to see a lot of beautiful changes, not only in the short term. If you are a Leo or a Leo rising, Mars entering in Aries is going to highlight new directions, where you want to go from here, that horizon, what you want to learn, what you want to teach, what your personal convictions are. But because this is in a fellow fire sign, you're going to feel this energy flow into your personal brand, your identity, your vitality, what you're passionate about, what you love without condition, people, places, and things. Could be a highly creative time for you as well. This is a great time to hone in on your motivation, your drive, and your determination to really seek what's on that horizon and break out of your comfort zone and say what you mean what you say and have a lot of fun when you do it. Keep in mind that everyone around you is also feeling this energy. So try to listen as much as you speak as well so you can ground into this energy and ensure that it supports you not only in the short term, but in the long term. I do hope you have a good one. See you next time. Hi, Virgo and Virgo risings. Mars moving into Aries is going to highlight a pretty private part of your life, but it has to do with deep, intimate relationships, your legacy, your shared wealth, a personal transformation that you're going on. This could also influence topics that are close to your home, your actual home, and also situations that are more on the subconscious level, maybe some topics that are ready to end so you're ready to begin a new chapter. This is a great time to tap into your personal motivation, your instincts. When it comes to your financial matters and your legacy that you're trying to build, if there's any changes that you need a lot of courage in, this would be a good time to do it across these next 6 weeks. Really dial into that intuition, listen to the whisperings, notice things that bother you every day, and think about how you can make some really short-term adjustments that are going to support you not only now, but in the future as well. I do hope you have a good one. I'll see you next time. Hi, Libra and Libra risings. Mars moving into Aries is going to highlight one of your favorite topics, and that is your partnerships, your one-to-one connection. You're also going to feel this energy flow into your home work-life balance, your personal vitality, who you communicate with day in and day out, those routines, and even the network that you're associated with. This is a great time to make new connections, to get clear on what is harmonizing in your life and what is not harmonizing in your life. You may find that you're in the mood to make a lot of quick new connections or changes or adjustments. And as you do that, just remember that whatever changes that you make are going to have a little bit of a ripple effect. We want to ensure that we're supporting not only our short term, but our long term, especially when it comes to these personal relationships. Now, these relationships could be friendly. They could be competition. They could also be your clients. We just want to be direct, clear, and honest and ensure that whatever we put out, we are ready to receive back because it's a little bit of a karmic energy that we're working with too. All right. I do hope you have a good one. I'll see you next time. Hi, Scorpio and Scorpio risings. Mars moving into Aries is going to highlight an area of your life that supports the habits that you have day in and day out, the routines, the work, the rituals, the chores that you have to do. This is going to also flow into your overall health and wealth and that mind and body balance, how you feel about those habits that you have, how they're impacting you on a subconscious level and on a physical level, which in turn flows into how you're known in the world and what your resources and your skill sets are. This is a great time to seek new routines, new work, new habits that are going to support you not only in the short term, but in the long term. But I do want to say, because this energy is so fiery and direct and it's happening across your path every day, we want to be mindful of what we are saying to others and sit with what we are being told by others. There's a little bit of karmic energy here. There's also a couple of pain points that we're going to be working with over the next 6 weeks. So the more mindful we are of the energy, the more space that we give ourselves, the healthier we're going to be, not only in the short term, but in the long term. Hi, Sagittarius and Sagittarius risings. Mars moving into Aries is going to highlight an area of your life that is very passionate. This is what you love without condition, people, places, and things. It flows into your vitality, how you feel in your body, the new directions that you want to take, that horizon that you have your eye on. This is a great time to really hone in on your courage, your drive, your energy, and your motivation, and create, have fun, and lean into what feeds your soul. As we move through these next 6 weeks, we are going to have some karmic points that we're going to be working with, some opportunities to heal when it comes to this area of our life. Try to keep in mind that everyone is feeling the same energy. Everyone has their own truth and their own wisdom. And if you want the space to share, you want to also ensure that you're giving other people the space to share that drive and that motivation. And that'll help you not only support yourself in the short term, but also in the long term. Hi, Capricorn and Capricorn risings. Mars moving into Aries is going to highlight a foundational area of your life, something close to your home or your actual home. Now, because it's here, in this very rooted area of your life, you're going to feel it flow up into every direction, your partnerships, your personal vitality, how you feel in your body, your reputation, your career, and every space in between. You may notice that you have a lot of motivation, drive, and courage to wrap things up so you can begin new things. It's a good time to lean into your instinct, to look for opportunities to heal, for karmic paths that feel aligned, that are going to set you up for success as you end certain things and begin certain things with a lot of drive and motivation. Hi, Aquarius and Aquarius risings. As Mars moves into Aries, this is going to highlight your daily flow, how you communicate, how you think, who you spend your time with day in and day out. It's going to flow into those partnerships, those networks, and that dream that you have. This is a great time to make some new social connections, to make some changes in the habits and the routines that you have and how they impact every area of your life. You're going to have a lot of courage. You're also going to have a lot of instinct. As we work with Mars in this area of your life, there's going to be some opportunities to heal or to notice old wounds. It's something to be mindful of as you communicate with this energy to give others the same space to communicate back to you. how they are feeling so you have that opportunity to heal. There's also a lot of karmic energy in play because this is where the nodes are transiting. So you really want to dial into your instinct. What feels right down to your soul? That's what you want to lean into. Even if you have no idea where it's going to lead you, Mars will guide you on that path. If it sits well with your soul, you will do well with this, Aquarius. Pisces and Pisces rising. As Mars transits through Aries, this is going to highlight an area of your life that supports your resources. What's important to you and why? This is everything from the food in your mouth, the clothes on your back, the money you make, the skill sets that you have, the self-esteem that you have about those things that you are earning. You may find that you are very motivated and focused on your resources. Now, I will say when Mars transits through this area of our chart, sometimes we're so motivated or so inspired by our resources that we tend to spend the money more than attract the money. So be mindful of that concept. If you are spending, ensure that it's a great short and long-term investment that's going to support your overall health and wealth. That's the ultimate goal. There's going to be a lot of opportunities to heal. There's also going to be a lot of opportunities to face any kind of insecurities that we have about our resources over the next couple of weeks. So when these issues come up, tap into that courage of Mars, look them in the eye, unpack them so you can build that self-confidence that you need to step into this new chapter. Ask for the resources that you deserve that align with your overall purpose and that earning power and potential that you do have. All right, with that being said, I do hope you have a good one. I'll see you next time.